Why don't you point it? Yo, it's your girl Brianna coming at you with another episode of Temple's Tantrums. We took a bit of, I think we were gone for 2 weeks.
Who's counting?
I'm counting because, you know, I had a listener, aka Saviano, tell me that if we go on another hiatus, he's gonna stop listening. So,
We need all the fans we can get, right? You know what I'm saying? How's it going? It's Henry Jones in the building, you know what I'm saying? Coming at you live.
Yeah, so...
we're trying, you know what I'm saying? Life's just been busy, man. We had a lot of stuff going on over the last couple of weeks.
Really busy. And then next Sunday, I don't know, because, you know, I've got that frontal class, so I don't know if we're going to be back next Sunday, y'all. And who knows? We'll try.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we do something in the week. You know, we'll get it out there. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll record Friday. No, you got to work.
We'll figure something.
We'll figure it out. We will make it work for y'all.
For y'all. Everything is for y'all.
As much as possible. But there are no promises, okay? Okay. How you doing, Henry?
I'm all right. You know, tired as usual. But
yeah. Now, you just told me that you was going to be lively.
I'm going to try to be lively, to my best of my physical condition will allow, boy. You trying to drive her? You trying to get the whip out on me?
I'm not getting the whip out on you, but you did smoke earlier, so I don't know if that's going to help. See, so...
It usually does.
So, actually, y'all, we actually did kind of tried to record 2 weeks ago, but we were tired.
Very much so.
Somebody was falling asleep on me as we were recording, and I was like, okay, no.
She started monologuing, y'all.
I did not start monologuing. I was giving the breakdown between Wolf Tyler and Megan Thee Stallion, because we were talking about her album, and you was over there, like, laying down, closing your eyes. I was like, this is dead. This is so dead, but, you know.
Things happen, you know what I mean? I'm a hard-working person.
He is. So I gave him a pass that day. I ain't give him too much of a hard time. But, so, you know, hopefully we got, like, a nice episode for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know, quick and to the point. So let's just get into, like, what's been going on the last couple weeks. I know, I think Nathan, he wants to shout out a young lady.
Oh, yeah. So we had Bridget, BG. She had her birthday over Memorial Day weekend. So that was fun. We went up, turned up, did a video shoot for her, had a blast with, met a bunch of her people that she worked with and she does business with, got a lot of new business from that. So just had a great time. So shout out Bridget, you know what I'm saying? Holding down, big boss lady holding down Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you had also you shot additionally for Cavassier, I think.
Yeah, Cavassier was there.
Because they were there as well, and I think he got pulled. You were telling me you got pulled into the reins for that.
Yeah, for sure. No, so shout out the Mackey firm. They, I guess they do. They had the event set up, and so they had the Cavassier plug. So got some work with them too. So yeah, it was a good weekend. So
That's what's up. I know that video gonna turn out nice.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he has, you know, a good flair to his videos and how he does his edit. So I know they're gonna be pleased with what you know what you deliver.
Yeah, they better be. They ain't gonna get no more sauce, boy. What no you more mean?
Sauce. I'm not. Last week we had our baby shower for our son that will be joining us soon. And we want to thank everybody that made it out. It was a good time.
It was an amazing time. It just was, you know, good vibes, good people. I met some people, some of Brianna's friends that came.
Some a lot of your people came.
Expect. Yeah, a lot of people that I didn't expect to see. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen in a long time, showed up, you know what I'm saying, supported. And yeah, we had a great time.
So. Yeah, you know. But I will say, I always thought CP time ranged between 30 and 45 minutes. I learned at that baby shower that up to 2 hours, mm-hmm, this is when niggas can start showing.
I mean, you gotta think.
But I wasn't tripping though.
2019.
But it was great that we had
a lot of stuff going on.
I ain't trying to hit. But
so, you know what I'm saying? Saturday, it's like, I get there when I can, more so than I'm gonna get there on time and be there for the whole thing.
It
so.
Was nice. It was the only thing, the only reason why that worked is because, and we have to shout out your uncle because for letting us use the space, because definitely. It was his uncle's space, and so we had unlimited time. So you know how like most times you gotta reserve time, you know what I'm saying? So like, you know, had that been another place, we probably would have been like, oh my god. But you know, everything worked out. The drinks was flowing, courtesy of moi. See, you know, everybody always wants to wonder why Brianna likes to incorporate alcohol into her events. And the baby shower was a hit because of I'd like to think so, at least.
Yeah, nah, it was definitely lit.
Nah, but we want to thank everyone who showed up, supported us, and who's continuing to support us, and who's been there. So thank y'all. Yesterday, we went to a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
can't forget about them, Rashonda and Kelly.
Yeah, we want to congratulate them. You know, they, you know, made it work. They, you know, they not made it work. I don't want to say that. That sounded terrible. But they crossed the finish line yesterday. And I'm very happy for both of them. They both look beautiful. Kelly had on all white. She had on her white. It was a very fun, the after party, but it was really nice.
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely enjoyed the ceremony. It was definitely like, it was just moving, you know, and they showed so much of their character, you know what I'm saying? It had so much flavor. It was unique, you know what I'm saying? It was traditional, and you know what I'm saying? They did the thing, like jumping the broom, and you know, it had all the traditional flair, but it also was them, you know what I'm saying?
They didn't jump the broom, did they?
Of course they did.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they jumped the broom. I did the video, so
oh my gosh,
you'll be able to see it.
Oh, they did
again and again.
They did. I don't know. My memory is so trash. Yesterday, it was like everything happened in kind of a blur, but it was a really good time yesterday. Like, you know, yeah. So the DJ did a good job at the reception. He played one of my favorite songs from DaBaby. You know, so.
DaBaby.
So it was a really good time. We couldn't bring the boy, unfortunately, because you know he's in his very mobile time of his life, and God only knows what would have been like trying to wrestle with him.
He just had been strapped up.
Strapped to who? Because he was filming. So
on
your back. What? He wouldn't have been going for that. He would have been.
Had no choice.
He would have made it known that he was not happy with that decision. Probably would have been yelling the entire time, yelling and screaming.
Nah, he would have been chilling. He'd probably yell a little bit and then he would chill and be like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
You have more faith in that child than I do. But no, we're really happy for them. Congratulations to Rashonda and Kelly once again. Hope you all have many years of a beautiful marriage, continue being a team and loving one another and, you know, putting God first and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was very beautiful, very, very inspiring. So, shout out to them, man. I was just telling them they're perfect for each other.
Because
they seem like they just complete each other and it's just beautiful when you can see that, you know. That love, you know.
They compliment each other really well.
Exactly, yeah. It's just like the way they always compliment each other and, you know, they always, like, complimenting each other and building each other up in front of you. Like, you know, it's just beautiful to see that. So, I really enjoy myself and I know the video is going to come out really, really nice. So, yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah. So, with that, all that being said, we want to get all the shout outs and all that good stuff. I guess, should we shout out our listeners? Do we ever do that? I feel like we should. Start, you know.
What you trying to shout out?
Say thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all for look at y'all. Trash. Trash. P pure trash, boy. Thank y'all for listening. We gonna lose people. They gonna be like, this man.
Y'all gonna stop listening because I said it like that.
You don't appreciate. You sound like he don't appreciate what we doing. I do appreciate
y'all. I'm just keeping it funky. Like, we just having a good time. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you can't throw a little jab at your friends, you know what I'm saying? I want listeners that we can, you know what I'm saying? We can talk a little. We can give each other a little jab here and there.
True. Oh, but I will say, if we ever take a hiatus again like this, y'all, or like 2-3 weeks, or like before we were gone for months, there are other, you know, podcasts that I want to shout out because I do enjoy them. And they are my peers, so of course I am going to recommend these. But they are the 100 Dares podcast and also the Brick House Posse. So if you ever are like, you know, these niggas is gone again, they're pretty more consistent than we are. So
enjoy. Who are they? I never heard of them. So, even one of them.
So AD, remember I told you my brother AD.
Oh, okay.
Him and I believe his DJ Pat. They're from the Hall. Oh. So they do the 100 Dares podcast. And then Sarita, I'm not sure you ever met Sarita, but I went to the ride with her.
Okay.
Her and I think a friend of hers from college does the Brick House Posse.
True.
So yeah, so I mean, they don't really deliver the same content. I know the 100 Dares is more music related.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more music related. Brick House Posse, like, they cover like relationships, social stuff, social media stuff like that, like,
sure.
And then so yeah,
but okay,
just not all the same type of genre and content, but still good content. I still laugh, I enjoy listening to them, so you know,
true,
just an FYI. So they're both on SoundCloud, so give those a listen.
Nice, but to know.
Yeah, so let's get into this music that dropped this week.
We need to record that. It's gotta be like the new intro to the music this week. Yeah, I think some magic just happened in the studio, y'all.
So, it wasn't a lot of new music. It was just one song that I can think of. Do you know of any other music that really dropped
since our last podcast?
Well, I mean, if you want to go since our last podcast, I was saying for the week. But if you want to go since our last podcast, what would you highlight?
I mean, there's a couple of them. You know, that Thug. I like that Thug. The J. London. Cole. And yeah, that London.
Okay.
Then, you know, me at the London. Khaled project was decent.
I like about 2 to 3 songs on that album.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's decent to me.
3 out of 14?
Like, I really like 3. I can listen to all of them. It ain't like it was, like, that terrible, like, but I'd probably say 3 or 4 had like replayability where I'm like, okay, I want to hear that song.
Yeah, but 3 to 4 out of 14 only having replayability is a little. Yeah.
Okay, name one album that had more.
Well, Drake, not. Scorpion, Drake, Take Care, Drake, Views.
Chill, lame ass.
Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday. Nicki Minaj. What's okay, another one?
You know, I might have backed myself into a corner with this.
Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. Like, what?
Okay, maybe I backed myself into a corner with that. Trying to give DJ Khaled the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he had a couple of good songs, but as a project, it maybe wasn't the best.
I mean, you know, I feel like there was no, it wasn't like consistent with content. Like, they, all the songs range from, they were just weird. It was like, I don't know. And I'm not saying that all albums I've known have the same type of consistency or vibe throughout.
Right.
But it was like, some of those songs, it was like, they just didn't mesh as an overall project. You know what I'm saying? It was like a mixtape almost of just random tracks.
Yeah, true. Like, you know, I mean, that's probably to the fact that he does work with so many different people.
Yeah.
And have so many different feels and flavors. Obviously, if you listen to one person's album, a lot of the songs are going to feel cohesive because they all have a similar style, a similar flow, a similar taste in music, but you working with this many different people with so many people input and like every different check.
sounds like totally different. There's no like one common theme throughout the track. You know, I feel like DJ Khaled just lets them kind of do whatever.
True.
You know what I mean? Not really like. I mean, I feel like he gives them direction, but sometimes he just like lets them create.
I think he's more of a, I sent you this beat, what you gonna do on it?
Yeah, exactly. Or just putting the people together, like, you work with this person and this person and that person, and let me see what y'all come up with.
Right.
And then, like, let y'all kind of do it. But then it's like each team is kind of like their own little, they own a little world, you know what I mean? So each song kind of different, but I don't know.
The Nipsey, the Nipsey track was really beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
The Nipsey track, I mean,
it's so crazy I even made that.
Yeah, before right before. Shot.
Yeah, like that's his last video appearance. Like, and it's that song. Like, yeah, it just was so crazy. I don't even know. It's still wild just thinking that Nipsey is gone. It's just,
yeah,
it's hard to fathom it still.
It is. I agree. I agree. I still feel for Lauren. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, to be with somebody that long and they're taken like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
Sudden losses are rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody who's sick, you can probably get prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah, when it's just
closure.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? When it's just sudden, like, I just seen you like an hour ago and everything was good. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm hearing he got shot. It's like, man, like, I don't know. I just don't know how I would deal with that. So, you know, shout out to Lauren. You know, that happened a while ago, but still shout out to her.
Yeah, 100%.
But that was a beautiful, that was a beautiful song.
Not really that long.
Not that, no.
2 months? 3 months?
I thought that was our child state. So we have this cat in the building, y'all, that I think is getting abused.
Please don't bring that cat into the podcast.
No, listen, listen. I just think it's funny because it's like, That you ain't gonna tell me it don't sound like it's getting abused. Every day at a certain time, we hear it like screaming.
Just a cat in heat.
How long does heat last?
Life, boy.
Life, really? It's not like during like a cycle,
right? But it's like, you know, cats got a frequent cycle. I feel like more frequent than humans, so it's just like,
oh, that's crazy. But let's move on from that. We're not going to make that a topic, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, listeners.
I gotta apologize.
I'm like,
you're going to get what I give you.
Trash, that is trash.
No, so like, okay. So this week, Press came out. Is it Press or Pressed?
I think it's just Press.
From Belcalis, Alamanzar Cephas, aka Cardi B. How do you feel about the song?
It was decent. I mean, I don't know. It was kind of, it wasn't it, because I seen like some hype around it too. So that was kind of like different, because like I didn't really just hear the song. Like, first I heard somebody, like, they posted a video saying how like this is gonna be like one of the hardest tracks ever, this and that. And then I heard, and then the song came out, so I'm like, okay, let me listen to it, see what the, you know, what the hype was about. And it was a decent song, but it wasn't like really all that crazy to me. I mean, I feel like I definitely have more favorite Cardi B songs. Didn't have a lot of replayability in my eyes, to be honest, but like, I feel like that Wish off the DJ Khaled album.
Oh yeah, but I mean,
actually go crazy.
But that's not her song. That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying?
It don't matter.
No, they do. Some people,
because she created it.
Some people, I've thought lately, are good at featuring than their own track. When she's featured, I like her featured verses better than some of her whole songs.
This is not a regular feature. This is DJ Khaled album.
No, I mean, but
he not actually on the album. It's her song.
It's not. It's her and DJ. What? No, not her and DJ. Her and 21 Savage.
21 Savage is more like the feature, because she got the verse and the hook.
Well, I don't think anyone's heard a hook from, or needs a hook from 21 Savage.
Crazy. He got the whole album that been going crazy. You can show.
How much money you got? A lot. How much money you spent? A lot. How many people you shot? A lot. Like, no, I could do without that, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. What are you talking about right now?
What are
now?
You talking about? That was
that
terrible.
Song is straight heat. You just don't know good music.
I don't know good music.
Not at all.
You said that album was like decent. You said 3 out of 14 songs was a good album, but I don't know good music.
No, you don't know good music.
No, you don't know good music.
Nah, I retracted my statement on that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. On air, boy. Man, you just talking all cap right now.
I ain't talking all cap. There are some people that
which man you got a lot. Boy, that song straight fire.
Yeah, some
top
people.
The charts. Numbers, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. What are you talking about right
Did
now?
You just quote a lyric to me.
What this? I'm quoting facts.
Don't ever say that to me.
Talk about some lyrics.
Don't ever. No, that's this definitely fact. A lyric somewhere.
Where you think they got it from? Facts. Big facts.
Whatever. But no, like, so I didn't like the song. I listened to it 3 times in
wish,
a row.
Wish
Wish? No, Press.
Oh.
I listened to it 3 times in a row. Wish Wish I love. I love Wish Wish. I listened to it 3 times in a row. And I don't know where
she's talking crazy about a lot. That is a straight banger. You tweaking.
Except
I'm looking at you different now.
He's looking at me different. All right, what's gonna change? What's gonna change?
I just gotta watch you.
You gotta watch me.
I can't trust your opinion. I gotta. If you like, man, this song heat. I'm like, let me hear it.
First of all,
if it's like a game on the line, and you like, I'm gonna play this song. I'm gonna.
You've never heard me say this. First of all, you've never heard me use that term. I'll probably say, hey, I want to listen to this song.
What you talking about? The terminology I'm using right now?
Yes.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has a lot to do with a lot of things. I've never said, oh, this is like the song of the summer. You have to hear it. I just be like, oh, I want to listen
right,
to this.
Right, because you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. What? That's just not... Wait, no.
You don't love giving the ups, the big ups. You just like, let me hear it. Let me hear it in secret. You be like, what you be doing? You be doing the, what's the thing to, so you can locate the music? I mean, so you can know what you're listening to? It's the app.
Shazam?
You know, yeah, you be Shazam and stuff in secret.
I do Shazam.
Listening to it later.
I do
this
Shazam.
This is good.
Because I can't be letting you
this
know
a
that.
This jam.
You know, I will admit to that. I should be doing this.
Major hater vibes. Big hater vibes.
Definitely be sitting next to Nathan trying to find the app before the song go off.
Big hater vibes, y'all.
Whatever.
Coming to you live.
Coming to y'all live. No, I'm just being honest, you know what I'm saying? But no, I wasn't a fan of the song. I heard the she had like previewed it like months ago. And it sounded different to me. And then when it dropped, I was just like that
it
hook,
did sound a little different. It sounded like they made the production might be a little bit fucked up or
and
something.
I don't know. I feel like they made it more of a spicy Spanish vibe a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? No, like I'm not trying
I get
to,
what you're saying.
But it sounded like there was like some zest, like some I like it type vibes
okay,
in there.
Right, right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
And I don't know if I like that.
Too much sound.
Yeah, and I don't
too
know.
Too many
if,
sounds on it.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know if I like that. It was like, to me, it's either this is a hard, like R&B hip hop track, or it's going to be that type of track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was kind of like mixed, and I was like,
Right.
And that hook. I'm not gonna do it on the mic. I did it earlier.
We need to hear it.
Nah, y'all. Go listen to the song, boy. Y'all, that was not good. I was not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But that was my take on the new music, you know what I'm saying?
We need somebody else to do that drop now.
What drop?
The new music drop. You're not qualified.
I'm not qualified. Y'all, this is what I'm talking about. This is why me and Nathan, you know, we sometimes this don't happen because, you know, we have creative differences, and he likes to tell me what I'm qualified for. He be talking just crazy.
Y'all. That's what I'm here for.
To talk crazy?
No.
To question my 100. To question my Jesus Christ. Like, I just
to keep it 1,000. 1,000.
10,000. Whatever.
100,000.
I know you wanted to talk about what's going on recently with these young ass rappers out here in these streets.
Yeah, man, I came across this list that was kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. On Instagram. Yeah, it's a list of, I'm just going to read it to you. Like, damn. It said Key Glock in jail.
He is.
Right. Key Glock in jail. Dirk in jail.
He turned himself in.
Kodak in jail.
They apprehended him at, what was that, Rolling Loud?
I don't know. Something. Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Rolling Loud.
King Von in jail.
Don't know who that is.
That's Dirk, new artist. He just had got out of jail, but he been with Dirk. He got a hot song out. It's called Story Song or something like that. Melly in jail. Soulja Boy in jail.
He's still in jail. Hell, I forgot about him.
NBA Youngboy in jail. Q Money in jail. 6ix9ine in jail. Herb on probation. Reggie Baby on house arrest. Like, really, they ain't playing with these young street rappers, boy. They bringing the hammer down on these cats, boy. I'm like, damn, all the hottest artists in the streets, low key, they just like out here in jail. Like,
all the independent,
they all locked up right now. It's so crazy right now. That's
insane.
Yeah, it's a lot of artists out here. So stay safe, rappers. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it for the clout. You know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it. You feel me? Like, they campaigning on young niggas. You know what I'm saying? You gotta play smart. So I just thought that was like crazy interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Who compiled that list?
He said Reggie Baby ass. That's why his name in there. You know, but you know what Reggie Baby doing? Yes. He threw himself right in there on the list.
Listen, as long as DaBaby not in jail.
Get your old thirsty ass.
Hold on, wait. Time out. I don't like him like that. I just like him as a personality and musician.
He decent.
He decent. See, he just meant that he introduced me to the DaBaby, y'all. So now it's like he has to deal with me being a fan.
Yeah, do your thing. Hey, the song is high. I ain't gonna lie. I be doing a little dance, you know what I'm saying, that...
How tall is he? Like 4'10"? He looks very short.
4'10"?
He looks pretty short.
I don't know.
You know, I just know he be out here beating people up, not playing with folks.
Yeah, that was ugly. I ain't gonna lie.
So as long as he...
That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That was wild. I don't know what Cam Cole Harder was thinking.
I just want to know why his pants was pulled down so low. Like,
they probably was trying to go in his pockets. Sometimes they be going in your pockets.
So crazy.
Just like, right. And they already, you know what I'm saying, halfway kind of falling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like when they going in there, sometimes they just come down. His ass out. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, Pompano Randy, man. Shout out that man. He a comedian from Florida, you know what I'm saying? He affiliated with Kodak and them. But he did a skit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the baby challenge. And man, when I tell you, that's one of the funniest skits. Just like going over what happened and with the baby. So I don't know, man. If y'all ever got some time, look it up. Pompano Randy. Pompano _ Randy. And just check it out, man. Tell me what y'all think, man. That was like one of the funniest reenactments of the DaBaby challenge. It's like, you can't make this up. It's crazy.
It's crazy. That is crazy. But to the rappers that are all in jail, you know what I'm saying? Don't drop the soap.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bless. Hey, hey, hey. I like Lil Durk.
Everybody in the system.
I like Lil Durk, so I hope he come out soon.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the system. I fuck with all the youngins. You know what I'm saying? Please.
Him and 6ix9ine. I hope for a speedy, 6ix9ine. Speedy return.
Well, you ain't got no... How is you making your judgments? How you living your life?
Daniel Hernandez was another one that he introduced to me. So...
Listen, I was rocking with the music, but recent developments have changed the game.
I mean, you know, I understand the snitching thing, and that comes with the game, and he shouldn't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? I understand it.
He was just screaming that shit.
But
and you telling on the niggas. That's not cool.
But I love him. But I love him. So he gotta come home.
No, that's
I welcome him with open arms.
No.
Yeah.
Please close your arms.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Close your arms, not no. Lower, maybe lower your arms.
Did you say I have my arms high?
But no, like.
So what are you talking about?
I hate you very much. You know what I'm saying? You're so stressful.
Whatever.
You is stressful. It's true. Your man's getting beat up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Unless we don't want, at least we don't want.
I'm for that little the chopper, cause
unless you don't want to get into that, he looked a little chunky. He didn't look himself.
I don't know. That might not be him. You know what I'm saying?
You think somebody lying?
That's what they saying too. You know what I'm saying? But it do look bad.
Whomever. What's the name of the dude who posted that?
I forget.
Yeah, like he did, that did. It looked like him, but it looked like him at like 45.
Right, so I don't know, man. It's still emerging details, but I think it is him, though. To be honest with you, but you never know.
Damn. I hope nobody is out here. I mean, it more than likely is Lil Reese. I would hope people ain't out here jumping middle aged men saying it is Lil Reese. Like,
yeah, but all the time people get jumped and be like, "Hey, that look like so and so."
Right?
Let's say it's so and so.
I got your
clout. I can get some clout.
It's like, there's a guy actually. You know, there's a
do anything for clout.
Boy, not nah. Hold on.
Do anything for clout.
You know, I remember like how we were talking the other day, and I was telling Henry here how I've been listening to that song with a more critical ear, and every day I question Offset's verse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his ass was talking straight cat.
I don't know. Like, remember earlier we were talking about consistency in the DA Alec album, and I question like. Like, if he came up with the song, it's like, sir, if you're gonna talk about clout, then you kind of have to talk about clout. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he didn't have to talk about nothing. He should have just went somewhere else with that shit.
My kids gotta have money, not just me. It's selfish.
You just boss. No thought process. You be like. You letting me into your mind right now, dog. It ain't like when I'm here.
Cardi should have been like, hubby, this ain't the one. I would have right. Pulled that man to the side and be like, baby, our verses don't match. Like, what's going on here?
Cardi, she funny. She a real one, man. You know what I'm saying? She's sticking through that man.
She's
even through his limits. Through his limitations.
Through his limitations. Oh my goodness. What else we got here on the docket? You know what I'm saying? We try to get better in pre-production, y'all, and actually come up with a list of things to talk about.
I be trying to get this place structured, but you know what I'm saying? Bree, she like your freestyle.
Excuse me? Excuse me? I'm not even gonna expose you because of what because you said something before we even recorded.
Expose me.
Yes, expose you. He talking about some
not exposed, but you can't expose me.
You're unexposable or inexposable.
Ain't it the same thing?
I don't think so. Unexposable.
Man, no. Put that in the Urban Dictionary. Unexposable.
We're gonna look it up. But I'm not even gonna tell the public what you was talking about before we started recording. So you know what, trying to tell me, trying to tell everybody that I'm the one that just likes to freestyle.
I don't know what you talking about right now.
Whatever.
So I wanna I think, you know, if you we want to take a break, let's talk about the things that social media, the latest social media beef that's been going on. Because, you know, like, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, everybody was up in flames about the abortion bill, but I ain't touching that one. We ain't going to do that.
You know. What you trying to talk about?
So, apparently, the conversation of who gets fed first has come back into the fold.
Oh, my God. I ain't gonna lie, man. I hate conversations like this. It's like, why is this even? Why is we even feeding this type of people? Like, just let it die. Like,
you I like to know your opinion, even though I mean, I'm not saying it's like dire that I have to know. It's like, you know,
whoever get to it first.
Content. We need the content.
Whoever get to it first. You want to get fed first, fix your own plate. You always get the first plate. Like, what you mean? Like,
I don't know. I guess they're looking like, if so, I guess we're looking at this from a general or old traditional standpoint, right? Woman cook dinner, Everyone sits at the table first, right? Everyone sits at the table. Now, granted, in my house, my mom would probably cook dinner. But we had to come down and make our own plate. So that wasn't really my mom made my dad's plate. Like, he made his own plate too. So it's like, and then we would pray and then eat together. That was my.
I feel you. I mean, at the end of the day, it really don't matter.
But I think it was
maybe should
right
principle.
It was more
get
of
the
a
food first, but in most cases, it ain't gonna happen like that. It happened all type of different ways. But, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with the baby getting their food first. Ain't no thing with no print man. With being a man don't mean that you get the best of everything. It just means you a man. Like, you feel me? Boy, like, I don't even know, like, what people trying to make this shit into. Or, like...
Yeah, it was
people,
like a like, video.
It's so goofy, like...
But it was like... But I'm gonna say this about that video that sparked this conversation. It seemed dumb because it wasn't like, so she was making, so the woman was cooking. Let's start with the fact that she cooked chili and mac and cheese. Somebody's ass was going to be on fire after dinner.
They probably picked the mac and cheese for the shorty.
I don't know. But either way, I guess, you know, she's like, yeah, I'm cooking dinner. And we're gonna feed the baby and then we're gonna eat. And I don't know if that was her husband or her boyfriend. You gotta fix my plate first and then she can eat or whatever. And she's like, no, like, she's a baby, she's hungry. Now I'm gonna say this, unless Kane is screaming for his body, which is the only time that's the only time I kind of know that Kane's hungry. What about you though?
He just make faces. You just know. I don't know. I just know when he hungry just off the timing.
True.
I know when he should be eating. And I can tell when he like looking at me a certain way when I'm eating, or he started making little noises with his mouth, and I'd be like, okay, he probably getting hungry.
Yeah, but she was like, she's starving. I should make hers first. And like, no, dead ass. I'm serious. Like, he was like. I was like, cancel this whole video. Cancel this.
You are the type of people who make this stuff go viral, though.
I don't.
You talking about it right now. Like,
but I'm not making it go viral.
I don't even get it. Y'all don't even get it. That people gonna be hearing this and be like, let me see. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to check it out.
Nah, that video old. I doubt they're gonna go back and say, let me go watch
it. We talk about it right now. But yeah. Look, the thing is, a lot of them videos, the second reason I don't even like talking about them videos, because they be trolling. They be actors who come up with ideas about situations that they know is hot topics, and they intentionally go on opposites of the spectrum, doing extreme stuff and saying extreme things just so people can, like, form an opinion and debate. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, sometimes it'd be like, all right, this is so extreme that it's probably not realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's too, the camera was too perfect. Like, everything
was perfect. It was pretty.
It's scripted. It'd be like, so that'd be another reason why I'd be like, okay, this is not a real thing. Then they really just getting me just to talk about my opinion just to waste time with just like, look at this for some reason. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's better just to like, not even have an opinion than to like, try to figure out what's my opinion on it.
Well, I asked you, because I wanted to know, for content.
Content. 2019. In the end is here, boy.
Boy, you...
Memes have killed us.
No. Let's talk about this real quick. Because before we started recording, do you remember what you said to me?
Wait, what you going back trying to expose?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to expose
me.
What did you say to me?
That's what you just set up right now.
What did you say to me now?
Like I said, I'm unexposable, so don't think that...
But what did you say to me then?
I don't know. You said you ain't had no topic,
so you was going to be... looking up stuff as we go. And I was like,
ain't that what freestyling is?
Now, but didn't you say earlier you the one that like structure and I'm the one that be trying to freestyle?
I did say that. Ah. I'm saying.
So, it's like I was trying to give us bullet points so we can like, you know, do this in a nice manageable time, you know what I'm saying? And not just be sitting here looking at each other.
What's wrong with that?
Us sitting here looking at each other?
Right.
I mean, if we had a video to go along with this podcast, it'd be great. You know what I'm saying? But
why would you want a video of us looking at each other?
So why do you want audio of just us looking at each other? No audio.
I ain't got just audio. I got audio and visual.
I'm confused. I'm talking about for the audience. Oh. But for the audience, it would be like, what's going on? They've been silent for 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Thank I was you. Just really, you know what I'm saying, throwing a joke in that. throw it off. But
see, y'all, you be trying to talk about me, but it really be...
It's me.
Thank you. So, listen, I ain't got nothing else to talk about. I said we was gonna make this one a short one. Unless you got something else you wanna talk about.
I think that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, like this week we've been really busy. So like as far as like socially, like and keeping up with, you know, with having our ears to the streets to know what's going on, to give y'all the content or our jokes on it, it's been low. I'm just
still not a big fan of zoos. Or SeaWorld.
No, I don't either. And I've been seeing a couple people like, you know, promoting them and sharing them. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to go anymore. And it sucks because I love animals, but I don't like those things anymore.
Right, because when you really see it.
Yeah, and how they be treating them. And like, remember when we went to the zoo, the Lincoln Park Zoo that one time, like years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That lion looked so malnourished, y'all.
Right.
I was like, oh, man.
Then I watched Madagascar. That opened my eyes.
Madagascar.
The trilogy.
Right.
That's it. I'm saying, like, that's what they did speak it for on you? It. They speak on it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like satire, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes mm-hmm. it'd be kiddie stuff, but they'd be talking about like real issues. You True. Know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be like depression or, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting old. Like, it's ways they be talking about certain things without really saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in Madagascar, they're speaking on, like, how it's not really where they should be, like.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
feel me? Like.
Yeah.
And they really, if had the chance, would probably go back to the wild.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, you know, like, so, hopefully people start getting on that wave of not supporting them, and maybe, you know, we can get those, like.
But now, I ain't gonna lie, it's a catch-22 now, because now it's like, it's actually the safest place, because they go back into the wild.
And they get
it's
poached.
It's like the wild, right? And they get poached, yeah. And their habitat is getting destroyed. So even if they not, it's like, they can't survive. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some people have sanctuaries. Now, there are some people who have been having these sanctuaries. I've been seeing a lot of those, where, like, they just have the animals and they're like, you know, rehabilitating them and getting them accustomed to their habitat, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know, those are limited to certain breeds of animals, certain kinds of, you know, of course, people ain't just going around having a bunch of tigers and giraffes all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Which is tough, but
Right. These
are the ones that gotta be protected. It just sucks. This just, the whole thing in general just sucks. Like, and I do like animals. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, yeah, down with the zoos, down with the shed aquariums. Do we want to give people an update on our baby?
Sure.
Let people know, like, you know, we are coming into the final stretch.
Yeah, so.
I am tired all the time. My feet haven't swelled, though, that bad.
Baby Red is on the way.
Yeah, so. Remember how my feet used to get?
Yeah. Double. Triple. Nah, just
playing. You know what? Like, I really can't. Like, you need help. But no, so like, we're coming to the final stretch. So right now I'm in the process of, I'm trying to organize the baby room. It won't be where he sleeps, but it'll be the house of all the baby gear. So, but I still need it to be organized because right now it's just looking too crazy.
Yeah.
And it don't help. And then we still got gifts that we didn't take out of bags or boxes.
Yeah, so thanks again for all the supporters who came out to the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely appreciated.
It was. It was a fun time. I am this close, y'all, to being back in the game, to having a drink because we have some leftover liquor from the baby shower. And, yeah.
It's lit.
I am counting down. Probably going to bring one of them with me to the hospital.
Of course not.
Of course I am. Of course I am. All right. All right. But yeah. You
know. She's crazy, yo. Pray for me.
Pray for you. Sir, you ain't no walk in the park yourself. What is you talking about?
Here
like,
she go.
Huh?
Here she go.
No, I know. Here I go. It's the truth. And people who friends with you, they know the truth too. But no, like for real, I think that's all we got for y'all today. Next week, like we said, we'll try to figure out something for y'all next week because I'm gonna be in a frontal class from 11 to 4. Because you know I'm trying to get better in the wigs and stuff like that. Like I know how to make a wig, but as far as like installing it, I'm not there yet. So yeah, so you know, homegirl's just getting her niche on. You know what I'm saying?
Just do it. I support it.
Yeah, thank you, baby. Appreciate that. Do you have any closing words for our listeners?
I don't. You know, everybody stay safe. And
we've got a work week coming up. Everyone, you know, summertime. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy work. And I guess that's that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I did have something to say.
Yeah, you did. All right, y'all. Until next time. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And we will see you all shortly.
Till next time.